Thank you for tuning in on episode number 5 of Partner Hero's official podcast, Support Chatter. This podcast is dedicated to the support community and the many topics revolving around the support business. Partner Hero, people without borders, without limits.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we have a very special topic. We're talking about value. What specifically about value, you may ask? We have a special guest with us to tell you more about it, our very own Obdulio Borges. Hi.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with
us. Yeah, thanks so much, man.
We're excited. So, what's your topic in specific? What did you want to talk to us about?
Right, so the topic is called You Get As Much As The Value You Create.
Awesome, man. What does that mean?
So value in general, as a definition, is the worth or usefulness of something, right? But it's a lot more than that when it comes to support roles. It's a lot more than that when it comes to, you know, at the workplace, in your daily basis. And how do you do that in your program? How do you do that in your team? How do you do that in your daily task when you're working for a company, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to start actually with a story here that I would think would explain a lot of the misconceptions on what value is.
Okay.
And when I actually started working back in 2010 in this industry, I was in a different company, and I remember that I've always considered myself to be like an overachiever, and I was, you know, ever since I started like on training, I would get there very, very early. I would leave late. I would do more than everybody. I was trying very hard to make sure that I was the one that was the obvious choice, on that, you know, when you thought about the top performer, when you thought about who was the best at their job,
right,
that it would be me, right?
Okay.
I honestly don't think I achieved that. I honestly don't think I was that guy, but I do think that I was one of the best. And what happened is that I was working my ass off, or at least it felt like I was working my ass off. And in the end, when a promotion came, it just didn't happen.
No way.
Yeah. They end up choosing someone else that wasn't doing nearly as much work as I was at the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, obviously at that moment, now I understand a lot of why that happened, but at the moment that felt unfair, that at the moment that felt like, you know, this is the world sucks, right? When something like that happens.
It's never our fault whenever that happens.
Right. It's not our fault. We were working as much as we could. We were giving it 100%. So what happened, right? Why was I not chosen, right? Why it didn't happen for me? Why did they choose someone that was doing less work? And the reality is that if this is something that you think, if you agree with this thought, then you couldn't be more wrong about this.
Totally. I think this is a story that many of us can relate to. I can definitely relate to this.
And I can relate to this
totally.
Too.
This has happened to me before, where I've also, I think it's even happened to me before here at Partner Hero. When I first started, I was the person that wanted to stay late and be here early and do the most. And that isn't necessarily creating value, but creating value is such a complex thing to do. It's not just one thing. It's not just making sure you meet your metrics.
It is, and it doesn't come natural to people to understand it, like, right off the bat. What does it mean if I create value?
Totally.
Yeah, it sometimes feels, and I could be wrong about this, but sometimes it feels like it's only when you actually create value that you realize what it actually means. Like, a lot of the times I hear, you know, I have conversations with people that, you know, believe that a lot of misconceptions, like, you know, I should get a promotion, or I should get rewarded because I am loyal to the company, because I've been here for, you know, 1,000 years already, because I have good behavior, because I am reliable. And the truth is that that's not going to get you that far. Those are great things to have. Like, let's be real about this. This is something that it adds up, right? It's something good. It's something that should be appreciated. If this is something that you're doing, it is definitely step one. Mm-hmm. It is definitely the first thing you need to focus on. If you want a promotion, this is the first thing you need to nail, right? You need to be good at your work. You need to become one of the top performers. But it doesn't stop there. It's not nearly enough to get to the next level. It's only good if you stay there, if you're actually not willing to go to the next level at work.
And it's funny because I don't think that, for the most part, whenever we do want to create value, it's hard to tell where to create it because there are so many different aspects to your job and your role that sometimes you may find all these opportunities as to where you think you might create value, but then actually finding the one little opportunity or the place in which no one would have thought that there was an improvement needed or that work needed to be done. And then when you do find it, I think that when it happens not even on purpose, but accidentally. You just find yourself adding value to whatever job or role you have.
I think the when is key to the entire creating value aspect in the workplace, because you're not going to start creating value right off the bat when you start in a work or in an industry or wherever, because you don't really know what's going on. You need to get acquainted with processes. You need to know people. You need to meet people. You need to know how they work. What work is it that you're doing and where you can go from there to start creating value. So it's not going to happen like when you get started. It's going to happen eventually. So I think the when is like a key factor in this.
I doubt that, you know, a given day of the week, you come over, you come into the office and you go like, you think to yourself like, hey, today I'm going to create some value for this company. if you think that way, right. I mean, I'm glad that's the mindset.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, but I don't think that that's actually how it happens, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I remember, for example, and you also need to be in a good company that's going to make it easy for you to create value, right?
Totally.
So yeah, it's a lot of things that need to be in place for you to be able to do so. Like, you need to have the right mindset. You need to keep your eyes open for opportunities. But you also need to be in a company that's also going to support you on creating that value. For example, my personal story is the first time that I actually felt that I created value was actually here when I came to Partner Hero. I remember we were in this project that where you couldn't actually see your metrics until the next day, right? So you would leave work, you would clock out at 5 p.m. and you actually didn't know if you were doing good or not. It was until the next day that you knew if you actually needed to do more work or not. So I remember that when I saw that, I immediately saw something that wasn't working for the project. And I immediately pitched an idea very badly on how to fix that. I remember I went to my manager and I started saying like, oh, I think we could do this better. I think it was a lot of just thinking. Mm-hmm. And you could see from his reaction, right, that this was all too much up in the air and there was nothing solid that I was presenting. So obviously my manager wasn't very thrilled about how I pitched that idea. And I think that's also another step. Like, if you want to create value on something, pitching your idea has a lot to do with it. You know, we're in the startup industry, we work with startups a lot, and they know the struggle of, you know, pitching your idea is so key to get, you know, to get funding, to get a lot of stuff to begin with. And as a professional, that's also something that you need to do very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that that happened and I actually got demotivated like for 5 minutes. And then I was like, no, I knew we needed this on that project. I knew this was something that was going to help everybody achieve more. And I remember taking like a group of 12 people, like coworkers, right? People working next to you, and told them like, hey, you know, I worked like for 2 days on a document that was going to help us. And then I told them like, hey, take this document, use it for the next 2 weeks. I have no idea if it's going to work. I think it's going to work. But if it helps you, let me know. Give me feedback on what you like and what you don't like about it. And after the 2 weeks, I actually presented, actually looking at the document, I was able to see that everybody that was using the document was actually doing more productivity, was actually doing more production than the rest of the entire project. And that's when I realized what value was actually, right?
Exactly.
And I wasn't the best. There was another guy that was doing a lot more work than me at that point. But I was one of the people, right, that was creating some value to this project. So it got me to thinking into, you know, the first story that I shared when we started this podcast, which is when I was working my ass off and it felt unfair. It wasn't unfair. I was just focusing on the wrong things, right?
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
And you had learned from your experience and you had learned from your product.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that struggle, that realization of work is also something that helped me understand where value actually is in a project. And this is a very little example, right? Mm-hmm. We have people at our company that have created value in such big numbers, in such big ways, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not in a position where, or you don't have the opportunity, your timing right now is to create value in something that is small, start exactly there. You need to start somewhere. As long as you're improving your whole team, that's something that people are going to notice, and that's something that's going to create a name for yourself in any company where you are.
Exactly. And you don't even have to say anything. Just the actions speak for themselves. This is a great example. Thank you so much for sharing, because actually I think it's not only a great example of how to create value, but also touching up on a different topic that we discussed previously, it's a great example of owning up and not having fear about speaking up.
Correct.
About speaking up and telling your ideas. You went ahead. Not only did you say what you had to say about the idea you had because you knew your product really well because you were working with it firsthand. Right. Right. So you went ahead and started implementing something. You asked the help of the help of others and then implemented that and were able to create value. So I think that's awesome. Great kudos on ownership and being, you know, having no fear.
Totally, man. That's a great example.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, and like you said, you still needed to be the first guy, right? The guy that is working a lot, that it's doing a lot to do more production and more quality.
Process, I think.
Yeah, if I hadn't been that guy at the beginning, I wouldn't have been able to understand the product so well to actually do this later on.
Exactly.
It's just like a shift, right? Step number one, focus on you know, your productivity, on getting to know the product, getting to know your work really, really, really well, and then start looking at ways to improve that process. I think that the best way that I always compare relationship, that I always compare like your professional life, and this is actually taken from a YouTuber, I'm just adapting it to our professional life here in the support industry. It's actually a treadmill. I always look at professional careers as a long treadmill, right? So what happens is that when you're this guy that it's doing a lot of work, it's like walking on that treadmill, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's a good exercise, but you're actually not going anywhere. You're just staying, you know, on the same place. If you start slowing down, if you start getting, you know, demotivated, if you start doing less work, or if you stop doing the work, then instead of being stuck, you're actually moving backwards. You're actually going behind on your career. And we see this happen, and it happens really, really fast if you do that. The only way for you to actually improve, the only way for you to actually to get to the next level, if you actually run your way up.
Yeah.
It has to be aggressive. It has to be violent.
Totally. And not everybody's up to that. That's the thing. Not everybody has it's that hard. Go-to attitude.
Yeah.
Building up that confidence, because you may know your product back and forth, but having that confidence of taking advantage of that opportunity, because you may be really smart and you may see that opportunity, but sometimes having the courage of taking it and actually making the improvement and adding the value can be scary for someone. So having that attitude, not everybody has it. So it's awesome to see that some people do have it.
Yeah, that is totally true. And I have one example. Take Alexandra. I've been working with her. She's another associate here at Partner Hero. She's amazing, by the way, and I hope she's listening. But she has done an amazing job at the program. She's been with us for a little over a year, which is not that much, because this program that she's working in has been around for over 2 years now. So she's been here for a while already. And she already started creating value for the program by taking ownership of one of the tasks that the partner owns and saying, hey, you know what? I want to help you with this. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I grab this out of your hands? I improve it. I try to improve it. I try to make it better. And then I present it to you to see if it's okay, what I'm going to do. And she did that this week and she got amazing feedback, you know?
That is so awesome.
It is. So kudos to her. And that's, I think, another example of someone who is willing to step out of her comfort zone uh-huh. and do something more.
And it speaks about what Abdulio was also saying about how you need to be in a company that allows you to do that. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. Partner Hero has that. And I have to agree because I've worked at many companies and not many companies offer that type of support that they don't encourage you as much, but here they actually do. And I am very proud of that.
Yeah, agreed.
Definitely. It's what we were saying about the mix of things that need to be right to create value, right? The company needs to be supportive for you to create value. You need to have the right mindset. You need to get the knowledge and then, you know, have this critical thinking and looking on how to improve things. I think the best example that, or the simplest example that we can give in the support role is, you know, 90% of our work is tickets, right? Mm-hmm. Across the industry. And it's if you have a team of 10, going back to the people that are doing a lot of production, right? If you have a group of 10 people and they're all doing 10 tickets, right? Or they're doing 100 tickets a week, to say something. That's 1,000 tickets a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if there is a guy that's doing 300 tickets a week, that's great. That's he's going to get a lot of praise. He's going to get a lot of recognition for it. But it's actually the individual that is going to teach everybody to do 200 tickets a week that's creating the actual value.
Absolutely.
Because that's 2,000 tickets a week, right? Totally. For the entire group. Yep. And that's what our partners love. And that's what the company loves. And that's actually the value that you're creating.
Exactly.
Even if you're doing less than the 300 tickets guy, right?
Totally.
It's about making yourself replaceable. And that may sound scary to some people. That's how you grow, actually. Whenever you add value to something, it speaks not only about you as an individual, but also about your team, who you are as a team. And I think that's really important to take into consideration, too. Whenever you do add value, it only not benefits you, but also the rest of your team.
It does, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to be willing to take those opportunities and really work for it. And I've always said this, and I think this is like the silver bullet for me in every company. If you're at a good company, nothing is going to be given to you, but you have the opportunity to take everything that you need.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's a great way to close this episode. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, man. Thanks so much for being on the show. That's pretty much all the time that we have for now. And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much, guys.
See you then.